everybody, and welcome to the Source Direct podcast. This is Nathan. I'm your host. Welcome to the fifth episode right here on Source Direct on thesourcedirect.net. You can also find us on iTunes. Just search up Source Direct. Now, today's episode is a bit different. We're not necessarily going to be taking you through the steps of the inventing process. We thought it would be awesome to have an actual inventor speak with us. I'm joined with Ed, and we are going to chat with Shane. Shane, how are you today?
Great. How about yourself?
Great. Thanks for being on our show. Now Shane is unique. Shane invented a product that we helped put into manufacturing and now onto the store shelves, and it is called the Gotta Potty. Now, Shane, tell us a little bit about the product itself.
Well, the Gotta Potty mat, it's a pressurized mat that aids you in potty training your dog. I'm a dog trainer for about 16 years, and I found that nobody was seeing their dog at the door, so I needed to come up with a way to get people to pay attention.
What gave you the idea to create the pressure-sensitive mat that is now the Gotta Potty?
Well, I tell you, I continued to go to client after client's house, and their dogs would be peeing in the same place, typically on the pathway to the door or even by the door that they've been letting the dog out. The biggest issue that I had is they couldn't get the dog to signal them to let the dog out. Most of the clients, they try the bells, and what that does is you've got to add a step to train a dog to ring the bell to get outside. So I thought, well, why don't I make it easier and just have the dog walk over the top of it, and walking over the top of it sets it off, you know, with the receiver that goes up to 200 feet, so you should be alarmed anywhere in your house.
That's fantastic. And now, you said you've been a dog trainer. How long have you been working in the dog training industry?
About 15, 16 years now.
Wow.
Been in the dog industry for, 22 years. Like I said, I didn't invent this out of any other need other than I was trying to solve a problem for my clients.
That's fantastic, because what I'm getting at is somebody who's multifaceted in the pet industry and has never invented before. What were your first thoughts when you were thinking, how can I make this happen?
Well, I tell you what, it was a pipe dream, really. It was just my wife thought I was crazy, and my friends said,
as they usually
did. Idea, but so nonetheless, it was basically just kind of a something I was trying to come up with just for I guess fun, but. The more I kind of pitched it to my clients and the more I kind of started seeing the need for it more and more, I just started going to task at it. And that's where I came across you guys.
That's great. Ed, do you have any questions for Shane?
No, you just made me think of something, though. I remember walking through the Pittsburgh show, walking down the aisles, seeing Shane standing in front of a display with his dog, and he immediately started to tell me about it. And I looked at it, and it rang a bell, because about 25 years ago, I was in Colorado visiting some family friends, sitting in the kitchen, and I hear one of those bells go off, like a hotel bell. And I said to Victoria, I said, what is that? And they said, well, that's how the dog lets us know they've got to go out. They go to the door, and they ring the bell. And I looked at what Shane had, and it was a bit crude, but it was very well done. It was wired. And basically the dog stepped on it, and out comes a little, hey, I've got to go to the bathroom. And I thought, finally, somebody has come up with something that every dog owner could use that has this problem. So it actually rang a bell with me that day, and then that started the relationship, and we moved it forward from them. And I think that was back 2011, maybe, Shane? I don't remember. I think it was
yes,
about
sir. Yeah. It was quite a bit ago.
Yeah. See, think about it. You're talking about 5 years ago.
Sure.
A lot of work that goes into the development, as Shane knows. And he has a very understanding wife, which I think is tremendous.
that is a plus. I call her my manager.
She is. She wears the pants, no question about it, like mine does, too, you know.
Now, Shane, what advice as a dog trainer would you give to a normal normal customer who may be looking for a remedy and they may consider Gotta Potty?
Well, what people always want to do is they instantly think bells, because that's what everybody always does. But when I developed this product, the way I wanted it to be portrayed is your dog will learn faster with your voice coming out of the recording versus an abstract bell or an abstract sound, a doorbell or whatever the case may be. When you record your voice on my mat and your dog hears it, that's the same recording, that's the same voice, it's the same concept, the same words that the dog has heard 100 times. They will condition to go to that mat 10 times faster than ringing any bell.
Right. And the other problem with the bell is I recognize that Victoria's house was scratches all over the door jamb. Even though the dog goes there and hits the bell, it still tends to scratch. I want to go out, and I want to go out now. So I think the dog potty eliminates that.
It also conditions the dog to scratch to get back in.
Yeah.
You know, because once the dog learns that scratching at a door gets me in or out, they'll continue to do so.
Yeah, absolutely.
So with the Gotta Potty mat, they never even get to that scratch. They just sit on that door. They sit on that mat, and sure enough, no matter where you are in the house, you're going to hear it. You'll come flying to that door ASAP to get that dog outside.
That's the other thing. A bell, you can only hear it in that room or the room maybe next to it. If you're upstairs or down in the basement or outside, you're not going to hear that bell.
Sure, and that's what I found with a lot of my clients. You know, you got these big open foyer, open plans and housings. And if you're in the laundry room, you know, and you've got the dryer running, you can't hear that bell at the front door.
Yeah.
Whereas the receiver that I have, like I said, it goes up to 200 feet, and we made it to where you could clip it to your belt if you really needed to, or you can put it in whatever room, you know, that you want that's harder to hear the initial mat go off in the first place.
Right, exactly.
Now, Shane, as like I said earlier, as somebody who has never invented a product before and then actually getting this product through many years of development, what are some words of, I guess, wisdom, I'd say, for any new inventors that are looking to move their product forward based on the experience you've had with us?
I'd say patience. Patience. When I got into this, I remember calling Ed like every day, like, hey, when do we get this on the market? When is it going to sell? When am I going to be rich? you know, And that's kind of, you know, patience is the key. And even now, you know, you've got to think, you've got to really put the foot out there as far as marketing is concerned. You have to have patience. You got to be consistent. And you just got to really believe in what you're doing. If you truly don't believe in it, it's not going to go anywhere.
That's very, really good. I like that a lot.
I think what Shane has recognized, and he's been very patient through the whole process. He was very well. He's just a cool, calm type of individual. I don't think he gets rattled very often.
He agreed to do this podcast, so he's pretty cool.
So you know, he was very patient throughout the process, and I think what he's recognized is that it's a marathon, not a sprint. It doesn't happen
for
overnight,
sure.
As he knows. There's lots of ups and downs when it comes to the design and what's working and what's not working and redoing the tooling. And this is the process, and he recognized that. And even now with marketing, you know, the product, we got it on the market, I think, about a year ago, and just now is it starting to wake up. I mean, I think Amazon's reordered. We're getting a lot of good feedback from some of the big internet accounts.
Yeah, lots of good reviews on it, too, which is fantastic.
Right, and I think this year going forward is going to be the year when this thing really takes off. So he's absolutely right. Patience is very key in this process.
Absolutely. Now Shane,
sure.
If people want to get in touch with you, Shane, how could they go about doing so for the Gotta Potty and even for your dog training services?
Well, if you wanted to check out my product, you can go to gotta-potty.com. You can contact me through that mail, you know, through the mail page or the contact page. Or you can actually go to dogwisdom.com. That's my local dog training company that I've been doing for years. And you can contact me through there. And you can even hit up my cell phone, 314-494-9808. Any one of those three places will get you right to my right. You'll be talking to the guy right there.
That's awesome. Now, Shane, do you have any big plans for Gotta Potty or any shows that you're going to be at anytime soon?
Yes, I'm going to be at the P3, the Progressive Pet Trade Show in Chicago, the Navy Pier in early July. And then I'm also going to be at Super Zoo in Las Vegas in late July.
That's great.
That sounds like a lot of
fun.
That's
great.
Well, Shane, thank you so much for being on our show. And anytime you have anything you want to update our listeners on, feel free to just let us know and we'll get you back on.
Great, guys. Thanks so much for having me.
Great.
Thank you, Shane.
Have a great rest of your day.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, Shane Wisdom, ladies and gentlemen. So if you like he said, if you want to find out more about Gotta Potty, you can go to gotta-potty.com or dogwisdom.com. And if you want to buy the Gotta Potty, you can do so by going onto Amazon, and you can just type in Gotta Potty Matt, and it's right there. And that's something that we do at Source Direct, is getting the products listed online for folks.
You know, a lot of people could learn a lot of lessons from Shane.
Yeah.
He, you know, through the process, and his product was difficult. We took a wired product. We made it wireless.
Which is a huge feat, I'm sure.
It was difficult. And he had the patience throughout. He was He was critical when he needed to be. He was accepting when he needed to be. He gave us a lot of good criticism. He also did all the testing we asked him to.
Yeah, that's important.
Absolutely. We sent him a prototype. Look, take a week or two, really put it through its paces. You're going to use this to help train dogs. You need to tell us exactly what's right and what's wrong. And he was Johnny on the spot every time. He took the necessary time to really look at the product and review it and come back with some really good criticism so we could make it better.
I think that sets aside a mediocre selling product to a really well-selling product is an inventor who get all the problems taken care of early. Especially with a wireless training system like this, you want to make sure that it's perfect.
Well, he also had to make a DVD so the consumer could be educated on how to use the product.
Very useful.
And when you have something that has electronics in it and batteries and, you know, these things can get complicated. So the voiceovers and how the actual receiver was working, putting the clip on it, making sure you could use it at 200 feet if you're next door sitting with a neighbor. So he really thought the product out. We helped him along the way. And I think the product is great. And you're right. There's a lot of good reviews. And it's just really starting to get going. I mean, I know you've got it on a bunch of pet sites. We've
Absolutely.
Got it on Amazon, which has reordered a bunch of times. So he's off to the races. And I think that he's going to have a really, really good run with this thing.
And
he's doing the right thing by going to shows.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Trade shows are huge with marketing and selling a product because that person, you know, will tell 10 more people about it and it'll just spread like wildfire.
Yeah. And you know what? His wife is very, very smart. Chaney's a really smart girl. She had a lot to do with this thing along the way. He's the upfront guy. She's the back person. And I think together they make a great team. And, you know, he's spending money on shows. He's not afraid to spend money. He knows that ultimately it's going to come back and help him with, you know, moving products. So these are all great things that inventors can look at. If they could follow the path that he took, I think they'd have a lot of success.
They'll see absolutely a lot of success. Well, Ed, thank you. If people want to find out more about us, you can go to thesourcedirect.net. If you want to subscribe to our podcast, you can also go to thesourcedirect.net/podcast. Make sure to subscribe to us on iTunes as well. And we're going to offer a little consultation incentive here. If you give us a call at 888-373-3876 extension 213 and you let us know that you heard it on the podcast, we'll give you a complimentary inventor evaluation and consultation. Once again, I'm Nathan. I'm your host for the Source Direct podcast, and we will see you next time.
Bye-bye.